This is Near FM
90.3.
I am delighted to be joined once again by Deborah Butler from the developing community team at the Northside Partnership. Deborah, good morning. Welcome to the programme. It's lovely to talk to you again.
Hiya, Donnie. Thanks a million for having me on this morning. How are you keeping?
I'm doing well, thanks be to God, even though it's a bitterly cold. Winter has definitely arrived with a vengeance.
Yeah, it sure has.
Deborah, we're going to have a quick chat this morning about the place-based leadership development programme. Now, we spoke about this before, but I thought it would be a good idea to revisit it and see how things are going with you.
Yeah, so I've been involved with the place-based leadership programme since it started. And just to recap a little bit about what the place-based leadership is, it's a group of 24 people that have come together from the who either work or live in the community, and they come from statutory organisations, community organisations, and a mixture of residents as well. So we have a group of 24, and we're halfway through the programme now, and we're due to meet again now in December. And basically, it's kind of talking about the some of the issues that are going on in the area and coming up with solutions and how we can work together rather than everybody working individually. It's about, you know, learning those skills of integrational collaboration and coming together to find new solutions and solve problems. So that's basically it in a nutshell. But we had a really good project, and the group has naturally evolved, you see, and what was really refreshing to see was that the group kind of took it upon themselves to organise an event outside of the programme. So we wanted to celebrate the good work that people are already doing in the community, because we know that there's lots of volunteers out there that are doing stuff, and what we wanted to engage with those people to hear their story and let them know that we hear them and we see them. So we took a slightly different approach to that this time, rather than sending out a blanket message to the community to say we want to all the volunteers to come to this event. We picked up the phone to the people that we knew that were doing it, and we personally invited them. And everybody came on the night. We had it there last Tuesday night. Sphere 17 hosted the event in their building. And there was eight volunteers from the place-based leadership came together, and we organised that event. We got tea and coffee and cakes, and we all personally invited somebody, and we wanted to hear everybody's story. So it was a lovely environment, Donny. There was it was a really casual kind of like coffee style, cafe style type of an event. Everybody told their story. Everybody was delighted to have been invited and acknowledged. And I think when you're doing voluntary work, sometimes just that acknowledgement can make it seem all worthwhile. It was great to share experiences, hear new stories, hear other people's knowledge and pass that information around. I think people went home with some new ideas. So it was a really good success, and we hope to do more things like that and actually get projects out of meetings like that and networking.
Deborah, we don't have the best of phone connections, so we're going to keep this short, but it's a point I have made on numerous occasions on this program that when something bad happens, everybody descends on the place, and it's front page news, and it's the first item on the news agenda of that day. But the amount of good stuff that's happening in the area that never gets broadcast and never gets talked about, this must be an ideal opportunity to shine a spotlight on that for you.
Yeah, 100%. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. We don't want to look at the negative. We want to look at the positive and the positive things that are happening. And that was a real demonstration of that last week. We did take a few points away from it, action points. So once we get those action points up and running, that's where we want to start broadcasting that on our social media and getting it out there. And Darren Dare Together, we work with them. They'll help us broadcast it. There's lots of services in the community as well that have communication networks that we want to try and get good positive stories going out on a regular basis. It doesn't matter whether it's, you know, planting a few flowers or whether it's running a tournament or whatever that is. Like, they're all good stories, and they're all people from the area that are behind those stories.
And that is very important to remember, because, I mean, the good outweighs the bad by, I'd say, 99-1 in a scale of 100. And yet, you know, mainstream media seems to have this idea that certain places are a certain way, when, in fact, nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah, I know.
And, in relation then to, we'll say, your and everything has an ulterior motive, I know that, but in relation to your social event, let us say, and I presume you would have been monitoring what was happening at that, did you find that there was a lot of things that different groups had in common, and even that the problems that they were are coming up against were common to everybody, and that things that were working well were also common?
Yeah, I think everybody in that room had the drive. Was one thing that I noticed that everybody had in common to make change in their community and to be part of the community, and without question of them getting involved. I think the common piece that was coming up, the challenge, I suppose, was space. There is emerging groups, or groups that have been kind of stumped because they can't grow due to a lack of space in the area where they can call a home. So that's something that I think that, you know, wider, like, the, you know, the Dublin City Council can get involved in as well, and other organisations to try and support people on the ground with regards to looking at the spaces already available in the area, what's being underutilised, if anything can be adjusted to make additional spaces for the needs of these emerging groups, because there'd be no growth unless we can facilitate that. So it's kind of working through that. Like, I mean, obviously that's not going to be fixed within a week. That's going to take time and over time. But I think we need to keep the conversation on the table to keep talking about what's needed to be able to support emerging groups that want to grow and develop.
Devla, unfortunately, that line is deteriorating at a rate in knots. We will catch up with you in the new year, hopefully on a better line, maybe a landline, or maybe you might even come into us. And we will talk about the plans for 2023. But in the meantime, on behalf of everybody listening, on behalf of ourselves here, I'd like to thank you and the team for all the work you're doing for the community. And as always, a huge shout out to Sarah Clossy for organising this for us in the meantime. Devla, I'm sorry we couldn't talk for longer, but thank you anyway.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Tony. Have a lovely Christmas.
And you and yours. Thank you so much.
This is Near FM
90.3.